Back here, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. And as we do every Tuesday at 11:15, let's say hello to Predators General Manager David Poile, who is on the line with us. And David, I think Alex Carrier might get an extra present after that goal last night. You guys snap the skid and get the OT win against Edmonton. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, it was a much better game last night, obviously scoring some goals, which has been a hard thing to come by lately, and beating that somewhat of a nemesis to us. We've really had a tough time with Edmonton in the last couple of years, their style, their stars, and McDavid and Dreisaitl, but great win for us, and hopefully this is an omen for things to come. We're heading this afternoon to Chicago and play them tomorrow, and then Colorado, which is another team that we've really had a hard time with. But if we can get a couple more wins here, we'd get back on the track. But it was an exciting game last night for sure.
Yeah, I look at last night, and I think that is the best game I've seen your team play, full 60 minutes plus, in a while. And so how do you take that and use it as a jumping off point to play consistent hockey, which I know is something that we've all been talking about, what John Hines has tried to get out of his club of, yeah, we had a good night, but let's be consistent about it. So how do you use last night as a jumping off point?
Well, I think winning breeds confidence and gets you a little bit of momentum. I mean, we've been really struggling. Again, it comes down to me, just one area in offense, which is clearly half the game. We seem to be defending real well. We're not giving up a lot. Our goaltenders have been good. Our defensive play, I think, has really improved. But the scoring has just been hard to come by. Our power play has been dreadful. If we could, if I could have one thing for Christmas, it would be to improve the power play. Last year, we're sixth in the league in our power play. This year, we're almost at the bottom of the league, and it was such a huge factor for us. It created so much momentum for us. Last night, Edmonton gets two goals on the power play. We get one on the power play. We're losing the special teams game a lot of nights, a lot more than we're winning them. And that's to me, we're going to talk about a lot of things about our team, but there's lots of things to like about our team, from the defensive play to our goaltending, some good individual play, but we've got to pick it up offensively, and we've got to pick it up offensively all through the lineup. The herd line last year with Sissons, Trennan, and kind of broken up right now, as it's a little, things are being mixed up to try to find these better offensive situations. But they have to score more. Our third and fourth line have to chip in, as well as our top players. And again, for the second time, we have got to get our power play going. We're not going to be successful if we don't get our power play starting to contribute on a regular basis.
David Poile is with us, Predators general manager. And look, you've said it, I've heard John Hines say it, that the superstars have to play like the superstars, that you got to get the most out of those guys. And when we talk about inconsistencies, that's kind of where it has been. And I can only imagine what the frustration is like from a coach's standpoint of trying to get the most out of those guys. So what is your evaluation of John and the job that he has done to just try and get, the superstars to be consistent and therefore put the puck in the back of the net?
Well, this is the, one of the problems. I don't think it's the only problem, that they said too. I mean, hockey is the best team game, and you need, people contributing in all different facets of the game, from, checking the physical play and, of course, to the scoring. And again, we just keep coming back on each question to the scoring. And, last year, that was the power play was going great. The individual players like Duchesne and Forsberg put up over 40 goals. And you were hoping that would be resemble what they could do on a regular basis. And right now, it's not just them. It's everybody that is below what I would call expectations. As I watch the game, I think the game plan, I think the systems are really good. I think the execution is not good. In every game, we seem to be in prime position to take advantage of maybe a 2-on-1 rush or a 3-on-2, or make a pass that could be for a tap-in type of a goal, those type of situations. And, I'm never one to, lay this on any one particular player or individual. It's a team event, and we're just not executing very well. I like the process. I like with the systems that we're playing, but we're not taking advantage or whatever it is. We're just missing something from the finishing touch. I mean, right now, like Bill Forsberg, I believe, is still our leading scorer, but he hasn't scored in a while. Our leading goal scorer is Niederreiter, and I think he's got one goal in the last 11 games. So these inconsistencies are something that we have got to get straightened out, and it's there. The players have done it before. It's not like we're asking them to do something they haven't done. But until we get that on a consistent basis, last night as proof, you get four goals. I mean, that's a winning formula for us. But obviously, one or two goals is going to be hard to win this league. The power play percentages are up around the league, and we're down. The goal scoring is up around the league, and we're down. And to me, it's everybody has got to be a little bit better.
David, I saw the move. Jordan Gross goes back to Milwaukee. I thought he has played pretty well. Looks like he looks like he can hold his own in the NHL. But this looks like it's good news to get maybe Ryan McDonagh back.
It certainly is. Again, we're really glad that McDonagh's coming back way faster than I thought from the injury that he had. But he's that warrior type of player, and he wants to help us. I mean, we were really one of the things that everybody goes through, but we get hit with all the injuries all in one position at one time. So you had four regular defensemen out in this streak that didn't go particularly well. And again, that also ties back into your offense, where if you're defensemen are not getting the puck out of the end on a one quick pass up to the forge, and you're spending way more time in your end, that's good. That's obviously not going to help your offense, and it's going to put more pressure on your defense and your goaltender. But we got Lauzon back in Colorado, we got Carrier back last night, he scores a game-winning goal, and we'll be getting McDonagh back tomorrow night in Chicago, so we're getting healthy again, and I think that should just help our team overall. And again, I think it's that Gross has got three goals for us in the 10 games he's been up. I think he'll be back up here, and our lineup settles in here after the holidays. But I think he's done a real good job, and that's an area that it comes back to Roman Josi's kind of leading our team offensively, and we were getting nothing from our defense, and now Carrier's got a couple of goals, and Jordan Gross got three goals. So I like the mix that we're starting to have with our defense, and having them not only defend well, but also creating a little bit more offense.
I had to feel for Tanner Jeannot last night. I know he's so hungry. He's gone through a drought here. Again, another example of a guy who's capable of pitching in on the score sheet, and he really hasn't. He hit the post twice last night. He had a couple of great hits. He had a couple of other good chances where the goalie made the save. But that seems to be another example of a guy that you feel like if he does the right things, he's going to contribute some.
I totally agree. We were sitting upstairs watching the game, and we were just shaking our heads last night. Everybody sort of said the same thing all at once. If that was last year, that would have gone in. And this
right.
year, he just can't buy a goal. And there's, again, this whole interview sort of on the same thing, where it's either we're not doing the right things or we're a snake bit, and we know the truth lies somewhere in the middle, that we've got to get in better position. We've got to be able to accept the pass correctly and not spend too much time before you shoot the puck. It's just a lot of timing situation, but it's there. It's just the execution is not happening right now.
Let's talk about a guy that looks like he's taking subtly some steps forward here. And he was in the forefront last night because he makes a great pass for the game-winning assist. He ends up with 2 points, his first multi-point game. But Cody Glass, even for the games leading up to that, looks like he's taking more responsibility, and looks like he's playing some pretty solid hockey right now.
Yeah, I really like where Cody's going. I mean, we're giving him more of an opportunity, and he's taking advantage of that. Moving Granlund over to the wing has created an ability to play him a little bit higher. And again, with the fact that we're not winning as many games as we'd like to. The coaches are shaking up the roster on a regular basis and moving lines around. We've got to get some stability in that. I think the coaches want that. The players definitely want that. But we've got to find a winning formula. But Glass, again, that was probably one of his better games last night. And the thing that he has that, you know, that we'd like to get more of course, is his offensive ability. And, you know, last night we saw a little bit of that, and he played, you know, some bigger minutes last night. He played against McDavid's line a lot last night. So another positive sign for the Predators.
How do you evaluate Juuso Parsonen? He had that fast start. He chipped in on the score sheet. He still takes on a lot of responsibility. I thought he flashed a lot last night with that power game. He can drive the puck on the cycle game. But he's another guy that hasn't really chipped in on the score sheet lately. But do you feel like the points will start coming back around?
Well, I think it's the same as you know, Glass to a certain extent. I think he's doing a lot of good things. I like his size. I like his skating. I like his tenacity. I like his energy. Again, there's a few things around the net that I think, again, he looks like he's going to make a real good play to score a goal or get a great scoring chance, and it just doesn't quite get to it. I mean, we're, you know, if I was using excuses, I'd say we're a little bit snake bit. But again, I know it's the truth, again, lies in a little bit of the overall process being good, but the execution being off a little bit. But I think this is a young kid that we want to stick with here and keep throwing him back out there and give him more opportunities. I'm betting that he's going to turn out to be pretty good, and I think the offensive part of the game is going to come for him in the near future.
David, before we let you go, and I feel like I ask you this every year, but I love this question. As we get past the holidays and get into the first of the new year, have you gotten a kind of a read on – you know, movement around the league, when we might start to see some moves? I know a lot of teams are, you know, up against the cap, and maybe that limits some things. But in conversations you've had with other managers, do you have a gauge of when we might start to see some movement? And how do you evaluate that as you go through this stretch with your team?
I think this is a real little bit different year. The cap, as you know, is not risen very much in the last 3 years for a variety of reasons, COVID being the most, and the financial agreement we made with the players. And because of that, it's really going to be difficult to make deals. I mean, you know, I talked to my counterpart in Edmonton last night before the game, and, you know, he's got a wish list. I may have a wish list that I want to do, but it doesn't work for almost every team here. You got over half the league is in LTI, which is long-term injury. And when you're in long-term injury, you really can't accrue any cap space. And so that gets to the trading deadline, where usually these teams have accrued some cap space, and you see these, what I would call these bigger deals. But I'm not so sure that's going to be able to happen this year. And I mean, people are going to have to be very creative. You might have to use a third party to make a deal, meaning a team that we'll take on some caps, some salary, if you will, for some prospects or something like that. So it's really, really tight. And I don't think it's from lack of wanting to make a deal or to try something, but the space is just not there on almost every team.
Hey, and also clear this up for us, because we were discussing this earlier. With Michael McCarron and his situation, the player assistant program, has it always been that he still counts as a roster spot and therefore counts against the cap, or is that something that's changed recently?
He can be non-rostered so you can have your full 23 complement of players if you need that or want that. But his salary is still carried on your cap, which you know, certainly is not a positive for us or for any team that has that situation.
Right. All right. Well, David, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck in Chicago. Also, Merry Christmas to you and the family, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you. You guys, too. Have a great holiday break here. Appreciate it. Thank you.